Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. If you have not seen Riverdance, I have seen it three or four times. It is the most amazing show, and we are so lucky to have Anna May from County Meath, Ireland with us today. Let me just give you the information about Riverdance before we start our interview. The Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater will be showcasing the 30th anniversary tour January 28th through February 2nd. Tickets are going fast. They are available on Ticketmaster. We'll have everything posted. So, Anna May, welcome to Radio St. Pete.
Thank you so much. I'm absolutely delighted to be here today.
Please tell us how you started dancing. You have a long dance journey. You started at age 4. Tell us how you got started and how this passion along your side with your brother Fergus developed.
Oh, well, thank you for that great question. I started dancing at the age of 4 and competed competitively for 16 years with some amazing dance schools. And my story is very similar to many Irish dancers across the world. A lot of us would have grown up going to dance competitions and dance classes every single week. And what really grew my love and interest for professional Irish dancing was Riverdance. I was taken by my mom to see Riverdance at a very young age and fell in love with the performers up there on that stage. And when I turned about 18 or 19, I joined the show. I was very, very lucky to get the opportunity to become a part of the team here at Riverdance. And since then, it has turned my life completely upside down, and I've been very fortunate to travel the world with this incredible company. Riverdance means so many different things to a lot of Irish dancers. It is the goal for so many dancers, even out there now. Their dream, even though they might still be competing, is to join a professional show one day, and Riverdance gives that opportunity to new generations. That's why it is a very full circle moment to be here in 2025, bringing the new generation of performers to the stage, starting at the Mahaffey Theatre tomorrow night.
How many people are in this performance of Riverdance? How many dancers are on stage?
Well, we've got 13 troupe girl dancers and 11 boys, and then we have our principal dancers. And they're, of course, not all from Ireland. They're all international dancers, too. And then we have a band that consists of 4 musicians. We have our folk dancers, our 2 tap dancers, and we also have a flamenco dancer. So we have a lot of dancers up there on stage.
You know, this is a much-loved original show, but the innovative choreography and the costumes and the lighting. Tell us a little bit about the costumes and what you'll be wearing. And also, you're a principal dancer. Tell us a little bit about your story on the stage.
Well, the costumes are designed by Joan Bergen, our incredible costume designer. And they have been rejuvenated throughout the years. So for our 25th anniversary, we would have added new costumes. And now for our 30th New Generation show, we are again keeping the same iconic, what you see on the stage, pieces that we have that each dancer wears, but just with tweaks here and there, so still having that same feel, but modernizing with the times. And as a principal dancer, our story is different for the male and lead. The whole kind of storyline of Riverdance is about love, it's about immigration, it's about inclusivity, it's about a celebration of all different kinds of dance, and that's why it resonates with so many people. And the first time you see the female lead, she's up there for our number called Countess, and this is a sensual piece. It's a piece of empowerment of women, while also challenging the dynamics between the Russian male folk dancers. So it's really about finding your own, the strength of women in that first time you see her, and then her journey throughout the show and how she brings the female cast with her, her falling in love with the male performer, and ultimately the celebration of dance, that even though we might all come from separate places in the world and have had different journeys and different lives, we all have this thing in common, which is dance, which is our love for it. And we celebrate it together. And, you know, it resonates with people because that is the story of life for so many people. Even though we might be so different, we can all share in human experience, no matter what that is.
Well, you know, it's so amazing because, of course, St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay have a huge celebration of St. Patrick's Day and a huge love of dance. We've seen the young Irish dancers at various events around town, at Spiff and other places. Tell me a little bit about the ages that range in the performers, and do you also do things with students as you tour?
Yes, that's a great question, and it is really great to see the younger generation having such a love and interest in dance, no matter where that is in the States or across the world. We do have a big age range here in the show. Obviously, as we travel, we have to be 18 years of age, but we have dancers that have been here for 10, 15 years, and so they have incredible experience and knowledge to pass on to the newer cast. Currently, what is one of the things that is so great about the 30th anniversary tour is that every single Irish dancer on stage was not born when Riverdance began in the Eurovision back in 1994. So we really are the next generation of performers, which is an extremely exciting thing to be a part of. And we actually at Riverdance hold this thing every year called the Summer School, which is an opportunity for younger generations to learn what it is like to be part of an Irish dancing show, learn what it's like to perform on stage, and learn from people that they might look up to or may have looked up to growing up. So that is one way that we try to give back. We try to find new talent, and we try to just include every person so that they get that feeling that we get when we perform on stage. The main goal of that program, and really of Riverdance too, is to try and inspire young people, to try to motivate and educate them on Irish dancing so that they one day can fill the legacy that all of the people before us, paved the way and showed us how we could continue on the legacy of Riverdance. Being here 3 decades later is something that every person here takes very seriously and celebrates. So we really want to be able to give back to young people so that they feel that same, honor.
Well, that just fits in so well with the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts, because so many young children of all ages come through the Mahaffey Theater to enjoy performances and to learn about this. So I just love that Riverdance and I think the Mahaffey go together sort of like, a delicious, good Guinness beer and a bit of food. So tell me a little bit for you personally, Anna-Mae, the discipline. I mean, you're touring, and yet you must be trained, every day. The discipline. Walk me through a day before you get on stage, would you please?
I absolutely would. So every day can look different. We try to focus on maybe one thing to bring to that day as performers. Traveling around with the incredible cast we have here, what we never ever want is to get complacent or to get mundane. So we have to challenge ourselves in different ways so that we can be at peak performance every night. Before we get through to a tour where we would be, on the road for about 6 months, we do have a preparation period. So a day during that period of time would look different to a day on tour. So while we are touring, we might get on a bus for the first couple of hours of the day if we're traveling to a new city. And then once we get in, we get to see the stage. We have this thing that we call rotations, which basically our dance captains bring the entire cast through what the show is going to look like that evening, because we have to be very up-to-date and well-equipped to be able to jump into any spot that night. So, we really prioritize looking after ourselves as a team. We're there for each other. If anyone's having an off day, you just look to the person next to you and you use them. They're going to help there to help you and, get through whatever it is you might be feeling that day. And then down to the, physical side of things, we always say that looking after your body is like a full-time job. You prioritize sleep, you prioritize your rest and recovery and your physical fitness and your performance too. So, getting in front of a mirror and practicing how you're going to perform that night besides dancing is something that is completely vital and something we also try to teach to any new dancers coming into the show. And so all of those things change each day because you're always trying to challenge yourself in new ways to bring out a different creative side of yourself. So even hearing you say that, so many young artists that want to come through the Mahaffey Theatre is incredible, because that means so much to us. Someone I was talking to here today said that this building was, I think, founded back in 1965, which is incredible. Like, it's been here creating art for that long. And even, like, the city that we're in, there's something about it that feels so creative. So for Riverdance being here, we share that. We share in that love for creativity and for trying to be better and bring that out in young people. And so that's what we really can't wait to bring to the stage tomorrow night.
Do you get home to Ireland much?
Yes, in our downtime, myself and my brother Fergus, we get home to Ireland. We get to see our family, and it's a great way as well to kind of reset, to get back on stage and get back to the next tour.
That's wonderful. So do you carry some sort of talisman around with you? I mean, for me, it would be, you know, probably a little flamingo just to remind me of my home. What do you carry with you in your suitcase?
Well, I'm very, very fortunate that I actually feel like I have my talisman here, because my brother Fergus is, you know, he's here all the time and he is an actual member of my family. So I always feel like I have family on the road, and I have, no matter what, I have someone in my corner full time, and likewise me for him. And then, you know, family is just a phone call away, which is incredible. But my support system here is my brother, and it's been an incredible journey to be able to do what we love and travel the world doing it. It never ever feels lonely when he's here. So it is wonderful. I'm very, very lucky.
That's wonderful, Anna Mae. We just so appreciate you being with us today. So just to recap, I've been talking with Anna Mae Fitzpatrick. She is a principal dancer with River Dance. I want to ask you one thing. When you're on that stage and you're dancing, do you feel that you're an angel with wings? I mean, just, it always seems to me that you all are going to lift off when I see you dance. What does it feel like for you? What's that feeling that you have on stage when you're doing this?
I feel invincible when I'm on stage. I feel like I can do anything. And that is a feeling that nothing else in my life has ever compared to. You can't recreate it. Every night it feels different. And I think that is the beauty of live theater. And to get to do that and perform every night and call that my job is a dream come true every single day. And it's indescribable, if I'm completely honest.
Well, we just love chatting with you. I just want to mention some of the great people who are involved. The music is composed by Bill Whelan. It's produced by Moya Doherty and directed by John McColgan. If I've said your names wrong, forgive me. I'm Irish at heart. So Riverdance will be at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. It's the 30th anniversary tour. You can see it once. You can see it twice. It is different every time. January 28th through February 2nd, I will have the link up. Anna Mae, thank you so much for being here. Parting words for our St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay audience.
Come to the Mahaffey Theater and see Riverdance. I promise you, you will leave with goosebumps and be inspired to get on stage.
Thank you so much for Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.